Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off McCoskey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. West moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. West scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive to center field. McCoskey throws towards third. Higgins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Appling scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. Quell moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball towards left. Radcliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Callaway. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to third. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Hitchcock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin pinch hits for Al Benton. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCoskey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Manders now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Wright reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.